Hello, friends. Welcome to Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. It is Thursday, January 6, 2011. You are listening to RBN because you can handle the truth. You can hear this program and the first hour of Michael Rivero's show on shortwave at WWCR 13.845. If you wish to contact any of my guests or visit their websites, go to spingola.com, click on the guest schedule. I have a chronological list of everyone who has ever been on this show, as well as future guests, along with their page links. Ironically, although the name of this show is Spingola Speaks, I rarely do the majority of the talking. Rather, my guest is the focus of the show. I see myself as a facilitator to bring our RBN listeners some of the most interesting and knowledgeable people that I can find, including many of the authors whose books I have read. While I have knowledge about some things, I also recognize that others can add significant information that I currently lack. Dispensing information is akin to offering someone a big slice of moist, gourmet chocolate cake. First, you place the cake carefully onto a beautiful porcelain plate. Provide a well-polished silver fork and a lovely linen napkin. Your friend can take one delicious bite after another and savor the rich, dark chocolate flavor. Conversely, you can forego all the amenities and attempt to shove the entire piece of cake down his or her throat. No matter how good the cake or the information, they will resist, probably vehemently. Presentation is everything. Using another analogy regarding me personally and this show, I am not going to keep plunking the same piano key, or in this case, keep addressing the same issue. The various guests on this show will present a wide variety of topics so you can enjoy the entire musical arrangement. Or in this instance, you will receive information about a whole range of topics. You will usually be informed and sometimes unexpectedly entertained, as one of our listeners recently pointed out. Callers, when I have just one or more guests for the whole 2 hours, we will take calls at the end of the second hour. When I have a different guest each hour, we will take calls the last part of each hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Today, my guest the first hour is John Kaminsky, and he gives a bio on his website. John Kaminsky is a writer who used to live on the Gulf Coast of Florida, but now is adrift in America, running from the poisons that have been put into the Gulf of Mexico by madmen who are trying to rule the world by destroying it. A journalist who served as editor at no less than 8 different small newspapers over a period of 3 decades, Kaminsky more recently has distinguished himself on the internet as one of the very few who wholeheartedly opposes this Jewish perversion of reality that now threatens the health of every living thing on planet Earth. As a result of his forthright analysis implicating Jewish bankers in the most heinous crimes, plots ever perpetuated on humankind, Kaminsky has been banned from many websites, which is unfortunate. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
So shine the light of your freedom, the eternal flame for which many a brave heart has died.
Welcome back. John, are you with us?
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. So you're controversial, are you?
You know, before we get into that, I wanted to tell, we've never had a long conversation, and we've never exchanged more than perfunctory emails, but I want to start out by telling your listeners about you and what my initial impression of you is.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to take it right out of my story that I wrote that picked your story, Barack Obama, former CIA agent, as the best story I read in 2010.
Because so you didn't do a lot of reading then, huh?
I do more reading than anyone you know.
Okay.
I take that back. You know Michael Hoffman.
I do.
I don't know how much introduction of myself I have to do to your listeners. Some of them may be familiar with me. But what I want to say about you, I think, is more important. Because that story best typifies how the whole of the American public life is a manipulated fraud dictated by those with an unlimited power to keep things secret. And that's why the best reporters are the ones who dig this stuff out, as Deanna Spingola, a rising star in the internet radio ranks, did in her analysis of the words of Obama's preeminent critic, the outspoken reverend from Harlem, James David Manning. Back during the summer of 2010, I decided to link to Spingola's website, www.spingola.com, on the basis of three paragraphs in this story, three paragraphs that tell the story of an American political reality much more clearly than reading the New York Times for a decade could provide. And I really want your leaders, your listeners to hear this, because it is something everybody should be able to recite verbatim, and something that definitely should be taught in schools. Here's how it goes. Obama, as an undercover agent, was allegedly the lead agent in the arms and money supply for the CIA-trained Taliban army against the Soviet Army war machine. His actions were integral to the Taliban's success in their opposition to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Obama, it is publicly acknowledged, went to Pakistan in 1981. There is no way of knowing how often Obama traveled between Pakistan and Russia. According to Dr. Manning, Obama was an interpreter for the CIA during the war in Afghanistan. When Obama completed his CIA operations in the mid-80s and returned to the U.S., he persuaded the State Department to maneuver his entrance into Harvard Law School, since the CIA, the U.S. president's personal agency for black operations throughout the world, also has connections to federal and state politicians, they managed to arrange Obama's entrance to yet another elite school in 1988. Percy Ellis Sutton, a civil rights activist and lawyer, was the Manhattan Borough president from 1966 to 1977. He was an intelligence officer with the Tuskegee Airmen, the name of a group of African-American pilots who were part of the 332nd Fighter Group of the U.S. Army Air Forces during World War II. Sutton entered Harlem politics and became a leader of the Harlem Clubhouse, known as the Gang of Four, which has controlled Democratic politics in Harlem for at least 50 years. His clubhouse allies were New York City Mayor David Dinkins, U.S. Representative Charles Rangel, and New York Secretary of State Basil Patterson, father of the currently beleaguered David Patterson, who replaced Spitzer as New York governor in 2008. Percy Sutton wrote a letter to Harvard officials requesting that they admit Obama as a student after a hiatus of 5 years from 1983, when he allegedly left Columbia, to 1988. Despite a five-year absence from the rigors of college activity, he was accepted at Harvard, where he excelled, and on February 5, 1990, was elected president of the venerable, celebrated Harvard Law Review, the highest student position at Harvard Law School, a term that lasts for 1 year. After graduation, he could have worked in any leading law firm, except that he lacked the proper citizenship qualifications, which would have come to light during the interview and normal background checks pursued by major law firms. Moreover, his academic deficiencies at Occidental College would have disqualified him from the top law firms. Furthermore, he was a CIA operative in the Middle East during the time that he was supposed to be attending Columbia University. So despite his Harvard achievements, Obama became a Saul Alinsky-style community organizer in South Chicago, which alleviated the necessity of providing a legitimate background check. In those three paragraphs, Deanna Spingola, I said, I don't care who this person is, I need a link to her on my website. Because this is a meme. A meme of American political reality that everyone should know, and I congratulate you for doing it, and it's an honor to speak to you.
Well, I thank you. Thank you. I didn't pay you to say any of this either. I appreciate that. It humbles me to be given this honor of being one of your top 10 stories of 2010. Thank you. I wrote that piece back in March of 2010. Are you there? He dropped? Okay. Well, do you want to call him back and see what happened? Okay. Well, okay. So, John has a lot of very interesting things on his website. As he mentioned, he does have these top 10 stories of 2010. And another one that I was quite interested in was one that he wrote called You Are the Cause, which is dedicated to millions. He says, dedicated to millions of comatose Americans who simply refuse to see themselves. And he says, you are the cause of the Iraq War because you knew the newspapers were lying when they trumpeted that yellow-caked uranium from the landlocked African nation of Niger was a reason to go to war. That Iraqi drones could bomb Long Island on an hour's notice, and that the dictator Saddam was hiding weapons of mass destruction all over his oil-rich country. He further writes, you are the cause of that war and its 3 million dead because you didn't call them on their lies. You just turned away and said something like, that's just the way the government works, or that's just the way it is. When U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell brought intelligence before the world, yes, this is the famous Downing Street memo that everyone ignored, intelligence that was later proved to be plagiarized, 10-year-old anonymous graduate school student's thesis, revealing the U.S. government once again to be exposed as a liar to the whole world, you just turned your head and said, oh, I have to go to work now, or perhaps you had something to watch on TV. So, Manny, is he answering the call? Okay, great.
What, I wonder who did that.
I don't know, John. I don't know. We thought maybe you, I don't know.
Well, how much did you hear? Did I finish the soliloquy? What I wanted to say at the end, and I wanted people to read that, is and hear that and know that.
Yes.
Because in such a short space of time, it really crystallizes our predicament.
And we are in a big, big predicament. And you know, it all goes back to the fact that a lot of people, a few people, are controlling the rest of our lives, and that they have connections in the state. The CIA has connections with colleges, including Harvard, Columbia, and there's all this interconnectedness of all of these basically pathological people who can do whatever they want because they have the ability to lie their way to the top, or to work their way to the top, or to go through the rings in order to qualify to be placed in the highest office in the country, no matter what their lack of qualifications are. It's egregious.
At the history of U.S. presidents, carefully, you can see how Obama's a lot like Herbert Hoover.
Who was a scoundrel.
I mean, they're all bagmen for the mob. It's a mafia. It's a criminal syndicate that has crept its way through taxes and nonprofits and media, has crept its way through the world, made us all slaves, but provided us with such, they call it good entertainment, that most of us haven't noticed because we're too wrapped up in the little dramas that they have created for us.
Sure. We're distracted by TV, by trying to put food on the table, by trying to pay mortgages that may go into default. I mean, we do have a lot of serious situations in this country, and basically they are kind of in charge. Now, you brought up Herbert Hoover, who I have a book. It's called The Strange Career of Herbert Hoover. And when that book came out, when it was published, the government lackeys went around and collected every single copy of that book that they could get and burned them.
Yes, and Mrs. Mullins experienced that.
Yes. Yes. We're going to a short break, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Thank you.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Now they own the drugstores on the corners in your towns. With each one they put up, they're tearing you down.
Okay, we are back, and John Kaminsky is my guest today. John, tell us what you've been writing and what your thoughts are about some of the other things that you've covered. You have a lot of stories here, a lot of articles.
Yeah, it was a good December. I owe it all to the people who believe in what I write. Because I was at rock bottom, and I got picked up. I've been saying for really a long time now that I'm protected by angels. And these are not some fantasy cherubim floating around in my brain. These are real people who hear something that I say and say, I want to hear more of that, and have backed it up in a tangible way that have kept me going. And that gift from those angels, which really have been coming in for years now, trickling in for years, powered me to write all those pieces in December, which, since I don't have a solid internet connection anymore, and I was able to sit down and focus on what I really wanted to say to people rather than reacting to the day's news. And that's one of the greatest mistakes that all of us make, is we become so addicted. We become daily news junkies. What's the latest atrocity? What's the latest prediction of disaster? That we don't ever stop and put these things into context. Because if we did, if we really did do that, like Eustace Mullins did, you discern a pattern
of financial manipulation down through time that has been described by various people, but noticed, but not noticed by the majority of the populations who are swept away by their entertainment. So it's my privilege to do what I do. I continue to be mystified by people who continue to criticize me for one reason or another, but I think it's obvious to everyone by now that anyone who does criticize me is because they are pressured by their connection to Jewish money to defend the Jews. And I've said over and over again, it is a moral crime against humanity to defend Judaism, Jews, or Jewishness, as Andrew Winkler put it. It's a moral crime to do that. So how many Christians are committing that moral crime, defending the church they think they have, but going against God in the process?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of Christians being killed in the Middle East and in the Gaza Strip. Some of those people are actually Christian, and when we have Christian churches here, particularly under such people as John Hagee, who promotes this war in Israel against the Palestinians, then you have to ask yourself, what is the real foundation of your Christianity when you can promote killing other Christians who don't happen to be the same, that have the same color of skin that you have? It's an egregious situation.
I think more and more people know now that I am a believer in God, but the sworn enemy of every church on the planet, because they don't do justice to what God would want us to do.
Sure.
And I think the honest priests who are out there, the honest religious people who are out there, know that there's always something more that they can do. Jesus told everybody to do greater things than he did, and not enough people speculate on that advice. What we have put up with as Americans, what we have let slide because we were profiting from it, is a reign of terror throughout the world that has been driven by the Jewish bankers in pursuit of profit. And we are responsible for letting them do that. But to try to tell people that in this day and age of wall-to-wall white noise and chemical poisons and endless distractions that are meaningless to everyone's life, but they don't realize it, it's like I'm tilting at windmills, but that windmill is about to kill us and nobody realizes it.
Right, and there's so many different issues that one could address, so many different problems. And, you know, you brought up the churches, and it's interesting that many of them are actually corporations, and many of them are nonprofit, 501(c) organizations, and so they really can't address those moral issues that they should be addressing. They really can't talk about things that they should be talking about because the government really controls the corporations, and they can control through the tax issue what the ministers and priests are saying.
Well, like you say, you can go in a million directions on any subject these days. There are so many threats to our well-being that have been deliberately foisted on us, and they're really diminishing our health. There's no question about that. But I think the big thing that people need to understand is they need to put these things in context. It's the same pattern that's repeated over and over again in all these areas that keeps happening under new and different names, and we're deceived and we're easily rallied against an imaginary enemy, and that's how they make their money. They get us to hate somebody else. They get us to hate somebody else through a concentrated public relations campaign, and they get us to go to war, and we lose all these lives for nothing. It's a banker's profit strategy.
Right. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
So shine the light of your freedom.
Okay, we are back. And my guest is John Kaminsky. Okay, please continue, John.
Well, with which thing? I still have that 800 number echoing in my head. With which thing?
You were talking about the bankers and how they were making profits and that all they had to do was get us to hate each other and that we would go off and march off to some foreign country and shoot people. And, you know, the school system basically creates a lot of workers and soldiers.
Oh, my God, I can't even contemplate today's school curriculum. I think... since I came through it in the 50s and 60s, it has been pared down to such an extent that I shudder to think, really, but maybe I'm just being an old guy by saying that, because I have been buoyed by some younger people's perception of things, which always surprised me because it seems... a lot of times we're just talking to old geezers who are going to die off here, and a lot of this knowledge is going to be lost as it's always been lost. It always amazes me how the true story of American history doesn't exist anywhere in our school system, because it is of all these suppressed writers, Charles Lindbergh Sr. and Lewis McFadden and Eustace Mullins and people who are... writing about what's really happening behind the scenes, how the Jewish bankers in New York funded the Russian Revolution and armed Japan. There's just
so much history that is there, but it is buried under tons of this trivial Jewish spin, so people can't get at it and make rational decisions about what's going on. But the Jewish penetration of reality now has extended to such a degree that we really lack the tools to fight what is this ever-increasing coma that we're going into, where we have to accept what is being said or we'll be killed. I think the parable of the three broadcasters, which is Rick Sanchez, Helen Thomas, and Joe Sobrin, is very important to know. These were messages that the power elite sent to the people at large, to not talk about Jews or your livelihood will be destroyed. And when you think about how pervasive and how long that has been in effect, you only need to look at the words of Cicero during the Roman Empire, who said the same thing: these things may not be spoken of aloud. So we are in a prison that is well defined now by the Holocaust laws, where we are not allowed to think certain things because they are contrary to what the Jews want us to believe. And I would just end this little mini lesson by pointing out the recent news story of the Israeli rabbi who insisted that all us goys exist only to serve the Jews. Understanding what he said is the key to all our problems, and it unlocks the mysteries of 9/11 and all the other false flag crimes that have been committed by people that supposedly we put in office.
Exactly, exactly. And then, of course, you have the instance of the USS Liberty, which I note on your website that you have a screenplay by yeah. J.B. Campbell about the USS Liberty, and that was certainly was meant to be a false flag, and that boat was supposed to go to the bottom of the ocean, and it didn't, and yet the U.S. government covered that crime at that time and has been doing that ever since, and of course before that. And what you say about the rabbi there in Israel, it is in their Haaretz newspaper, and they do own the Congress. One of my guests this week says that 83% of all the campaign funding for the U.S. Congress comes from AIPAC or from people associated with AIPAC. That's 83%. So that buys an awful lot of influence. And that, and then of course we have the ownership of the media, and the publishing concerns in this country. So we really are in a difficult situation, and we do need to wake up and see what is going on. John, we do have a couple callers on the line. Why don't we take a call from Mark? He has a question from Georgia. Mark, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thank you.
I got a couple of comments, actually. One, I think we need to clarify, what is the word church? It's translated from the Greek ekklesia, meaning the called out ones. And we take that in the context of what Christ said was, many are called the institutional
church. But few are
church.
Chosen.
Few are chosen. The elect are people that really are, and they will make themselves known by their fruit. They may not honestly know better, but if a person really loves the truth, then they'll come to their senses. And likewise, we need to separate the ecclesia from the elect in terms of understanding what the nature of the problem is. I agree that the institutional church was deceived into accepting a corporate status, the 501c3, and that was basically like I tried to explain to the pulpit minister of the church that I'm officially a member of. It's like taking a prize bull and putting a ring in its nose so you can take it over to where you can turn it into a steer, which is an emasculated bull. And he was raised on a farm. He knew exactly what I was talking about, but he still doesn't get it. I mean, I was once attending a class called Understanding Islam, and I was heartsick at the Zionist propaganda. And this is the other thing I wanted to clarify. I call them the swedge. And they go, huh? Well, that's Jews spelled backwards. Because in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, it speaks of the counterfeit of Judaism called the synagogue of Satan. And how you know them is that in these two passages, one passage it says they claim to be Jews but are not. They lie. And in the other passages, I know the slander of those who claim to be Jews but are not. So I don't want to implicate somebody like Aaron Russo, who it's not just that he was of the Sephardic lineage, but the person that he was dealing with, Nick Rockefeller, was of the counterfeit Khazarian lineage. We're on the same page, right?
Yes.
We don't want to confuse these issues, because one thing that concerns me was when people use the term Jew like that, the counterfeit of Judaism wants anti-Semitism so they can use it as for their agenda. And when we identify that Zionism, especially extreme Zionism, is the counterfeit of Judaism. Are we on the same page?
No, you're not on the same page with me at all.
Regarding what?
Well, you're defending the Jews.
I'm defending...
You are saying that there are some good Jews.
Yes.
Yes,
I would refer you to the essence of the Talmud.
I'm not going to defend the Talmud. The Talmud is I agree.
If you're going to defend the Jews, you're going to defend the Talmud.
No, because the Talmud...
The Jews are the Talmud.
Well, if that's the way you identify the term, then my cause of concern is the anti-Zionist Jews say the Torah is the authority that we go by. And
for
the Talmud, there are Jews that reject the Talmud.
The Torah is just as evil and just as fictional as the Talmud.
I don't understand where you're coming from, because the Torah, are you distinguishing that there's something different from the Torah that God gave Moses, the first five books?
I say they're both written in the same spirit, to threaten people into submission.
Well, Christ did say that do not fear those who can destroy the body and then can do nothing more, but rather fear him who can destroy your body and your soul in hell. But there's a difference between legitimate authority and presumptive authority.
Now, you are using the same argument that the Jews use, that it's not all Jews, when in fact the heart of evil in human history is embodied in the Talmud.
Which gives itself
an authenticity that is above God. And when you go back to the Torah, you find the same thing in the Torah. The thing about this Torah true Jews thing, it's just another distraction, because both of them are blueprints for oppression and the stifling of independent thought, and they're both evil.
Well, if thought is independent of reality, then you got a problem.
Your reality is a figmented deity that controls everything you do, and this is the method by which people are kept from thinking.
Well, here's where I come from. To say that thinking should have no constraints at all is, you know, I've dealt with people who think they can create their own reality. And
it's the same as
is
the Jewish distraction, and I really don't need any more of it.
Well, I concede that there's a distinguishing between the counterfeit and the genuine, and I believe that people should be committed to absolute truth, meaning that they're going to demand. Like, I've had some conversation with people just today, trying.
Whose truth? The Jews' truth?
Well,
this is the Jewish distraction technique, where you're going to talk forever, and you're going to never solve the problem that it's all Jews, because the basis of their belief and what people believe is what they do is the Talmud, which advocates all sorts of crimes against non-Jews.
Let me interrupt here just 1 minute. I've known some secular Jews who have no identification with the Talmud whatsoever. They're the tailor down at the corner, the shoemaker, the person who runs a bakery or whatever. They have no idea what they believe or what their religious teachings mandate. And so I would not lump everybody into, I would not paint everybody with the same broad brush. But I think the higher echelon in any group are the people that drive the group. Okay.
Being free of misinformation and illegitimate constraints. But, you know, I can't say that if I don't believe in gravity, it no longer has a hold on me. So I want to make sure that what constraints I have are based on reality.
Good choice. Yeah,
because there's a need for proper legitimate constraints, and the trick is to distinguish legitimate constraints from fictional contrived ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I just want to be clear, I concede your concern about the Talmud. You're not going to hear me defend the Talmud. And
well,
I guess it becomes a question. Sorry?
You should read my story about Akhenaten and the fictionality of the Old Testament.
You have a website?
I do, johnkaminsky.info.
Stand by. Let me, my laptop is saying, hold on, slow down. Come on. I'm trying to get out of this one thing and it's saying, but I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yes.
I'm trying to bring up the sticky note where I can actually.
What are we doing here? Can we move on?
Yes. Let's take Chris, the next caller. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for moving on.
Yes.
My question
okay.
is this. Today our congressmen are reading the Constitution of the United States, but yet you have a congressman in there, Eric Cantor from Virginia, who is backed fully by AIPAC, supporting dual citizenship, but yet he wants to cut Social Security, school lunch programs, and programs for Americans, but yet he wants to put Israel in with the United States defense budget. What's your opinion about that, John?
Well, Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. There's no question about that.
Wait,
what was the first part? What was the first part of that question you asked? That's what I wanted to respond to.
Congressman, his name is Eric Cantor.
Cantor, yeah, I know Cantor. Yeah,
and he came out and said that we need to put Israel into and include it in the United States defense budget. Okay,
but he wants to cut Social Security.
Social Security, school lunch programs, every other program for Americans. But yet, you know, our troops are short on ammunition, armor, all these other shortages, but yet you don't see that with the new F-22s that we've just delivered to Israel over there, which I think is one problem. But what I'm trying to get at is loyalty. Americans. He's now putting Americans first. He's putting his true country, which is Israel, and,
well, I know
and
what
no
I
one's
say.
No one's seeing it. I mean,
this is what I want to say about that first, is that dual citizenship is treason by definition. It can't be any other thing. And to permit that is an admission on the part of the people who are supposed to be running our country that they are committing treason. And you won't see that in the newspapers because they're all owned by Jews. Now, the other thing is that our entire reality now is run by Jews, the television, the media, the music, and it's been going on for a long time, so we haven't noticed it. The creep has been really gradual. I remember hearing a story about why Bing Crosby's White Christmas was one of the best examples of Jewish progress in the 20th century because it took Christ out of Christmas in everybody's mind. And it's like nobody realized that. The slide was so soft. During the 50s, when we had the Joe McCarthy hearings, we had all these people on television telling everybody what a bad person Joe McCarthy was, and he was trying to tell us that in 30 years we'd have Dick Cheney running the country, and he was vilified for that. That's quite a leap, I understand, but we have been taken over. We are slaves. Everything we think, every sport we follow, these are all owned by Jews, and their sideshows put up for us so that we can't see that they're taking all our money. They've taken so much of our money and our resources that they have all our money into 10 generations in the future. So
My clarion call now is zero tolerance for Jewish BS. And virtually all the information we take in, I've been forced to listen to NPR lately. And every day on NPR, they have a homey story about what the rabbi recommends for the neighborhood. This is no kidding. I'm not kidding about this. Every day there's some kind of Jewish folklore, and any other presentation about religion that is made on there, and they're usually African or something. But when they ever talk about Christianity, there's always a link to perversion.
All righty. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The masters of stealth, they excel in deceit. Deceit, deceit, deceit. You only see
Welcome back, friends. We are in the last segment of the first hour, and we have about 4 minutes. John, why don't you give your website?
JohnKaminsky.info. Spell the Kaminsky with an I, K-A-M-I-N-S-K-I. Let me do the whole thing. JohnKaminsky.info. And I'm proud of it. It's done. I've had 7 websites, but I'm pretty much computer illiterate, so I've done none of them myself. And they've all been offered to me by someone else, and someone else has done them. Seven, seven different times, and I keep asking them what I can pay him, and he said he just wants to be able to continue to do it. So I have to keep up to his standards. I like to think I don't really want to be unique. I want to be part of the herd just like everybody else. But I want the whole story to come out as much as we can discern it, and we'll never discern it all. But what we have discerned that's not being said is so important to our well-being now, our ability to continue to live, never mind freedom, but our ability to stay alive. We're under assault by so many things, but all of these things are coming from the people who are supposed to be protecting us. At least that's why we vote for them. And they're not. The minute they get elected, they are into a private club, which is run by the financial cabal that runs the world. And they have no regard for who we are. They don't promote life-affirming strategies. They promote death for profit. And we have to stop this. This is not what human beings are or should be. Yes, we're savages. Yes, we're impulsive. But we're not killers. We're builders. And we need to be builders instead of killers. And the only way we're ever going to do that is if everybody has to build and nobody can profit off of selling things. We have to be builders, not sellers. And what we first have to do is identify this fake reality that has been imposed on us, that has led us in the absolutely wrong direction in so many ways. And we need, and I don't know how to do it. I mean, I don't think anybody knows how to do it, but what we need to do to be able to attempt to do it is to identify the forces in the world that are working against our health and lying about it. And that's every profession there is, especially the medical profession. Now, it's easy to fall into, and people have difficulty accepting it because it's ugly talking about it. But behind all these programs, behind all this creep of totalitarianism, is a Jewish hand belonging to the people who have all the money. America has been robbed of just about everything. So we have to keep screaming as loud as we can and as long as we can to say, this is not what we want. We don't want skyscrapers. We want happy homes. We don't want tough guys. But we don't want homosexuals either, because we want men who take care of their women, raise their children properly, and create a society that we can all be proud of.
Wow, that's a mouthful. That is a mouthful. we should be building. We should be able to take care of our families. We should have sufficient food. We should have a roof over our head. And we should be independent enough to provide that for ourselves and not look to the government as a nanny protector over us. Because
Absolutely.
Once we give up that kind of independence, we never get it back. And
that's right.
We need to accept responsibility for our own lives, and we haven't been really good at doing that. And we've certainly given away a lot of our freedom in the process. Thank you so much, John, for being with me. Our first hour is up. I'm sorry we didn't get to the other callers, and we'll be starting our second hour momentarily. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Deanna.
Bye-bye.
The next